What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, I have been dying to spill the tea on this very topic, Radiant Icons, since I introduced it last year in our national Amanda Day tea time sesh. So without further ado, Radiant Icons, today's tea time sesh is dedicated to owning your sexy, because it's getting sexy and iconic up in here, Radiant Icons. And as you know, in our national Amanda Day episode, I spoke about sexy being my intention for chapter 27 of my life. And within the first few months of my sexy 27 journey, a lot has happened. A lot has happened. I have learned a lot. And well, I can't wait to spill the piping hot tea with you all, because I know that's why you're here. Okay. I know we love some good tea here at Dare to Be Iconic, and I will always deliver. But before we get into that, Radiant Icons, I dare you to connect with me on socials. On Instagram and TikTok, it's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, I know I may have, you know, shared a little secret on my Instagram story the other day that there will be a very special DTBI announcement revealed on Friday, April 3rd, which is 2 days from now. And I did say on my Instagram that if you are watching the YouTube version of our podcast, then you will be able to see a little sneak peek of what that secret will be. So if you're watching it, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy it. But anyway, oh my goodness, Radiant Icons, I have missed chatting with you all. Oh my God, it's good to be back. It's good to be sexy and iconic with you all as we dive into this month of April that is dedicated to owning your sexy. So without further ado, Radiant Icons, let's get into it. Are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it's starting now. Oh, Radiant Icons, I have a lot to say about owning your sexy. And I think the first thing that I do want to lead with is that chapter 27, sexy 27, has been one of the most challenging and difficult chapters of my life. 1000%. And we're only 5 months in. Like, that's the crazy thing, is we're only 5 months in. And I am having so much difficulty navigating this chapter of my life. There's a lot of things that are coming up, a lot of emotions and feelings that I didn't anticipate coming up for me when I chose this intention of sexiness. Like, when I chose this intention of sexiness, I truly was like, oh, this is going to be such a fun, flirty, light chapter. It's going to be this va-va-boom energy. Like, oh my God, nothing can break me. I'm not going to cry all the time. I'm not going to have this roller coaster of emotions. It's just going to be a fun chapter, and I can't wait to have some fun, right? I was wrong. I am having a lot of fun, but I'm also going through a lot of heartbreak, if I'm being so, so for real with you guys, because you know I tell you all everything. And I have been going through a lot of fun, but also a lot of heartbreak. And that is what is so surprising to me, is that I'm experiencing this pain. I'm experiencing this sadness. I'm experiencing this anger almost. And I know there is another extra layer added to it, because I am actively healing out loud from the trauma I have experienced in my dating violence relationship at 18 years old. As you guys know, in February, in Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power, I publicly shared my truth for the first time, that when I was 18, I was in a very violent relationship, also known as intimate partner violence or dating violence if you were a teen. And I was a teenager at that time. I was 18 years old. And now being 27, so that's like what, 9 years, right? I am now dealing with it 9 years later, which means a lot of wounds that weren't healed, that were opened, are being dealt with now. And there's a lot of things that I apparently didn't deal with. And sometimes you forget that trauma sticks with you and it bleeds into every area of your life. And that's been really frustrating, is coming to terms with, oh, this incident, this relationship, everything that happened within that relationship really has affected a lot of areas in my life. It has affected how I view myself. It's affected how I view my body. It has affected how I view my friendships. It's affected how I view trust. It's affected how I view sexiness for myself. And it's affected how I view men, point blank and period. I'm a man hater all day. I think we all know this. I'm a man hater with a lover girl soul. And I have not found a man that can change my mind otherwise. You know what I mean? And so I'm a man hater. I'm a man hater because I can't trust men because of what has happened to me, because how I have been so violated by men in my life. That has affected me and how I view relationships. It has affected my outlook on life. And a lot of times this year, in chapter 27 of my life, I have been more negative than positive. And that isn't me. That isn't me not to find the silver lining in things and see how beautiful the world is. It's not me to be gloomy and doomy and honestly negative and angry. I've been angry so much in this healing process. And I have been so sad because of what has happened and what I have dealt with and how it has affected how I view sexiness. When I just wanted this damn chapter to be fun and free, Radiant Icons. But the matter of the fact is, when I look at sexy, right, and I think of owning your sexy, I have to go back to that definition of sexiness that I set on National Amanda Day, right? And for me, my personal definition of sexy, because sexy is a personal journey. It's very intimate. It's very personal. It's an individualized experience. We all go through different things. For me, sexiness is accepting all parts of becoming. And maybe, just maybe, I need to accept this part of my becoming. That is why this chapter of sexy is hard to navigate, because I need to accept this part right now. I need to accept this part of hopelessness. I need to accept this stagnancy. I need to accept the anger. I've never let myself feel angry for the amount of times I was violated in a relationship by someone I trusted. You know what? I need to feel it, because that's part of my becoming. That is how I embrace my sexiest, most iconic self. This is all part of my becoming. All of these emotions and feelings that I have not felt are coming out now because I am stronger now. I am safe now to process it and to deal with it. And you know what? It's just going to be part of the sexy chapter for me, because if we're also going to be so for real, Radiant Icons, there is so much trauma, just not only for myself and my personal experiences, but for young women in general, when it comes to the topic of sex and sexiness. We are told from the day we come out of our mother's wombs that we cannot embrace these feelings of being sexy, that we are not sexual beings, right? Or we can't be sexy for ourselves. We're told not to embrace our sensuality. We're told that we can only be sexy when it comes to the pleasure of a man and how they view how we look, right? If we're hot and we're sexy to them, that's our worth. That's a bunch of fucking bullshit, if I'm being so fucking honest with you. And it's like, it's just so, it's so messed up. It's so messed up. And I know I'm not the only young woman who is constantly battling what this idea of sexiness is, or what does it truly mean to be sexy, right? And embrace our sensuality. I know I'm not the only young woman who has difficulty really comprehending what it even is, or what it even means, or how do you begin that journey, right, of defining it for yourself, because we are constantly fighting what society tells us sexy is, or what men tell us sexy is, or what religion tells us, or it's our experiences, right? It's our trauma that has defined it for us. And then it's us. It's how do we see it? And sometimes we don't even know where to begin. And when I was crafting my own personal definition of sexy, which is sexy is accepting all parts of becoming, I truly had to think of what was at the root of that definition. And when I thought of 2026, I knew I wanted my word to be freedom. I am letting freedom and sexiness lead me this year and every decision I make. And at the core of sexiness for me personally, and accepting all parts of becoming, even the really shitty and really hard parts of becoming like I'm experiencing right now, it's based in freedom. It's based in this freedom, giving myself permission to make decisions, to use my voice, to think creatively, to think outside of the box, to do things my way. And my way to be sexy is to heal out loud and accept every part of becoming, which includes the anger, which includes the pain, which includes the heartbreak and the sadness and the agony of coming to terms with what I have experienced in life and how has trauma affected me and every area of my life, especially this journey of sexiness. I truly just want to be free. I want to be free. I want to be sexy. I want to be iconic. I want to be hot and healing, radiant icons. But I can't do any of that if I do not take the risk to own my sexy. And I gotta break it down. So the first thing that I learned in this Own Your Sexy 27 chapter of my life journey, however you want to phrase it, Radiant Icons, is thinking of what is at the root of sexiness for me. What does it truly mean for me? What is the core? What is the stem? What do I want to get out of this chapter of my life of sexiness? That is what I encourage you and challenge you to look at when you are defining sexiness for yourself. What do you want to get out of this chapter of your life? Truly, genuinely, what do you want to get out of this chapter when it comes to sexiness? How do you see it for yourself? How do you see yourself letting sexiness lead you in every decision and area of your life so that it's an energy that you possess with in, because sexy is an energy. I'm sure I said that in the Freedom Looks Sexy Designing a Life That Serves You episode from earlier this year, which I will link in the show notes below, but sexy is an energy, okay? It's something you carry with you, that you exude, you radiate out. You can't radiate out sexiness if you cannot define it for yourself and get to the root of what you want it to be. So for me, I wanted to be free. I didn't want my pain to define me anymore. I didn't want my trauma to define me. I didn't want society to define me. I wanted to define sexiness for myself and figure out what the hell it means. What does it mean to be 27 years old and embrace what makes me sexy, what makes me hot, what makes me iconic. What does that mean? The core of that is freedom. Having the freedom to do whatever the hell I want, to do it the Amanda way, to do it the Amanda way, to have freedom in my voice, to have freedom in my choices, to have freedom in my decisions, and so much more. Giving myself the permission to just be free, to just be sexy. And I have to accept every part of my becoming in order to get to that. That is what I wanted to get out of sexiness and this chapter of my life. So even if it's really fucking hard right now, and it has been some of the most like emotionally draining months of my life, it's all part of my becoming. And another thing I've learned on this Own Your Sexy journey, Radiant Icons, is that there is nothing sexier than feeling powerful in your own skin. When I think of power, I want to get to the root of it, right? And for me, the root of power is reclaiming ownership over your sexiness, reclaiming ownership over your body, over your voice, over your story, over your energy. The list goes on and on, Radiant Icons. The root of that is reclaiming. You are reclaiming ownership of your sexiness. Now we are putting it into action. So in good old Amanda fashion, because you know I love myself a guide, I've created your own Your Sexy guide. This is what I have been doing on my Own Your Sexy journey, sexy chapter of my life. I've broken it down into four pillars. So let's just get to it. There's no time to waste, okay? We all just wanna be sexy and iconic in 2026. So the first pillar, right, is mindset and energy. There is something so sexy about reclaiming your mind and your energy when you are on this Own Your Sexy journey. And it can look something like this. It can look like affirmation work. It can look like journaling. You know, I know a really good journal. It's called Break Up With The Past, Fall In Love With The Future. It's by this really great business called Dare To Be Iconic. You may have heard of them. I've linked it in the show notes for you, Radiant Icons. But anyway, let's get back to it. It can look like setting boundaries, right? And upholding those boundaries, Radiant Icons. We've spoken a lot about boundary setting in 2026, okay? It can look like choosing yourself, putting yourself first, doing what is right for you. It can look like taking a course or a certification on something that you have always wanted to dive deeper into. I know for me right now, personally, Radiant Icons, I am doing this course on Coursera. It's from Goldman Sachs. It's the 10,000 Women course, and it's all about business development. And I'm loving it so far. I think there is something so beautiful about pouring into your mindset and your energy as you are on this Own Your Sexy journey and reclaiming sexiness for yourself and that ownership of it. Because it all starts with your mind. How do you see sexiness for yourself? How do you do that mindset switch that, you know, I love talking about here on Dare To Be Iconic, right? You are making the active choice to see sexiness the way you want to see it and not let any external factors determine how you are going to do that. Which again leads into your energy, because then you will be radiating that sexy energy and your personal definition of sexiness throughout. Now let's get to pillar number two, Radiant Icons. Pillar number two is body and movement. There is no surprise that this is on here. You know I love a good movement, and I feel like there is something so beautiful about healing out loud physically through movement. And I do that by, again, no shocker here, going to heels class every week. I love me some heels dancing. But truly, this pillar of body and movement when it comes to this Own Your Sexy journey that you are on truly just comes down to finding movement that feels good for you. Again, owning your sexy is a personal and intimate journey. It is so individualistic, right? What works for me in body and movement may not work for you. Dancing, you may hate it. You may be like, Amanda, I can't do it. I have two left feet. I find no joy in it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Radiance Icon, I got you. It's not for everyone. I personally love it. It's changed my life. It's the most beautiful form of art to me personally, that I get to reconnect with my body and radiate my own personal definition of sexy through movement. But that is not for everyone. So find movement that feels good for you. This could be a Zumba class. This could be weightlifting. This could be a hot girl walk. This could be Pilates, solid core, a pole fitness class, whatever it is. You know, now there's their, what's it called? My sister showed it to me the other day. She keeps wanting us to do it. It's like the bungee fitness classes or the trampoline fitness classes. It could be something like that for you. It could be ballet. I did a ballet class once with my good friend Rebecca from college. I'm never doing it again. It reminded me why I hated ballet when I was younger. But you know what? There are some girls who love ballet, and that allows them to heal out loud through movement. Cannot be me. But you know I'm the first one to go to heels class. But you know what I'm saying, Radiant Icons? It is such a individual experience in this own your sexy journey. So you need to find things that light your soul on fire and allow you to embrace every part of your becoming and experience every emotion and just be in tune with your body, right? And move it. It's just so important to move your body when you are owning your sexy. So please, I encourage you to find movement that feels good for you and try new things, because that is also how you build up your confidence and step outside of your comfort zone. You may just fall in love with it like I did with heels dance. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to say it for this episode. Probably not. But like anywho, anyway, let's get to pillar three, and that is expression. So expression for me, when I think of this pillar, is beauty and fashion combined, right? I'm thinking rituals that make you feel like that girl, that make you feel like the icon that you are, Radiant Icons, right? Dressing for you and not others. So for me personally, when I think of this pillar, I think of, this is such an Amanda thing, but it makes me feel sexy, right? It makes me feel good. It allows me to radiate that sexy energy that I have. And so here's what I'm doing, okay? Okay. Some of them I haven't done yet and I want to do. That's why it's on the list. But for me, in the expression pillar, it looks like keeping my nails manicured, whether that is doing some press-ons, because you know I love me a good press-on, Radiant Icons, or just painting my nails. I just need to have my nails done. It just makes me feel put together and sexy and just iconic. It could also look like exploring a skincare routine that makes you glow, right? This could be like a red light therapy mask. You know, like those are all the rage. I have been dying to try one. Maybe that's something that I add into my routine, right? Maybe it's doing my gua sha that I keep on saying I'm gonna do and I never do. Maybe I actually do that, right? Like maybe I actually add that. It can be investing in matching sets that make me feel confident, like a little cute workout set or even like a little like hangout set around the house, or maybe some cute little lingerie, a cute little PJ set, like just something cute like that, right? That's like my fashion thing. A robe. I love a good satin robe. I love walking around in my robe. It's just like a great thing. I just love it. See, like that, it's just so me. It's so me. And it could look different for you, Radiant Icons. I also have on here that I want to learn how to do a blowout at home, like with the rollers, you know, like those curlers that the girls have like on Pinterest and stuff, where they're like looking at magazine and their hair is like in curlers or rollers and they just look so chic. I want to do that. I want to learn how to make my hair look like Victoria's Secret model, va, va, boom. And I think it has to do with those rollers. Can you imagine my cute little set of like my, like, what is it? My, you know, I was a Victoria's Secret angel for Halloween. So I have my striped pink robe and my little curlers. Like, you can't tell me that's not giving, like, I should be a Victoria's Secret model. Like, you know what I mean, Radiant Icons? Like, come on, like. That's so cute. But like for me, that is what makes me like, I'm literally smiling ear to ear right now. Like, oh my God, I love it. Things like that are how I express my sexiness in a beauty and fashion sense. It's the little things that light me up, that make me so excited, that put a pep in my step and just make me feel put together and sexy, right? When I put my signature lip on, I know I'm that girl, right? When I have my nails done, I just feel together. I just feel like there's another energy added to me. When I have my robe on, I feel luxurious, right? Those are the things I encourage you to think of, Radiant Icons, when it comes to pillar three. It's beauty and fashion and ways you can express yourself and express that sexy energy that you possess. And the last pillar, Radiant Icons, is pleasure and joy. And when I think of this pillar, I specifically think of growth and experiences. And I break it down like this: going on solo dates that force you to go outside of your comfort zone and do things that you've always wanted to do, but were too scared to do it alone, so you never did it. That falls into this section, okay? That falls into pleasure and joy. You are doing something for you that is giving you joy and pleasure because you are expanding yourself as a human being. Another thing that you can do for this specific pillar is like attending a workshop or a master class. Dare to Be Iconic also has great master classes. Like, I'm just saying, it could be a course, it could be an event, right? Things like that, that again, allow you to stretch yourself as an individual and allow you to learn and to grow. It could be traveling, like going on little mini trips that allow you to explore new environments that will make you feel alive, because there is something so beautiful about the experience of travel in itself. So of course that's going to fall under this pillar of pleasure and joy. You are doing something that is going to bring you joy. It's going to bring you pleasure by going somewhere new, by pampering yourself with this experience of a little mini trip to plug away from reality and really get in touch with your sexiness as you are on this own your sexy journey. And the last one is volunteering. And that is something that I have been dabbling in a lot more recently, and I'm very excited to share some very exciting news in the next couple of weeks when it comes to volunteering. And for me personally, Radiant Icons, when it comes to this pillar, something that I have done and implemented is, my uncle actually told me about this, and it's something that has really stuck with me, is to plan a mini trip or a mini experience that you are really looking forward to each month. And so I did that. And that's how I relate to this pillar in particular of pleasure and joy, is travel. Or I create these little mini trips that make me feel alive and allow me to get back in touch with myself and unplug from my reality, my everyday life. So in January, I was, you know, coming back from being really sick. So we didn't do anything in January. But February, I went to Boston. I went to Boston. I saw my best friend from college, Deandra, and we saw Jade from Little Mix, and we ate all the good food. And I saw snow for the first time. And that was such a great trip. It was so healing for me. And I felt so alive, even though I was in the middle of a blizzard. It was just such a beautiful experience for me to feel pleasure and joy. In April, this coming month, I'm going up north for my cousin's wedding, and a lot of cool things are happening. And then in May, I'm going to the Miami Grand Prix, and I'm very excited to see the cars go vroom again, even though Lando is not doing good this year, like whatsoever. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. At least we have one world champion, but like, it's okay. It's fine. But like, those are things, right? Those little mini trips are things that I am really looking forward to, that I relate back to this pillar, because it allows me to own my sexy. And the way it allows me to own my sexy is that I am reclaiming ownership over my voice, over my choices, over my decisions. I am doing things that I once told myself that I couldn't do. I am reclaiming it for myself. I am taking the power back for me. And that's how you feel powerful in your skin, Radiance Icons. Again, there's nothing sexier than feeling powerful in your skin. And I am reclaiming that power in the little things that I do in each pillar for myself so that I can radiate my own personal definition of sexiness, which is accepting all parts of becoming.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so...
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
All right, Radiance Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. I hope you did enjoy today's episode on how you can own your sexy, because in 2026, we are owning our sexy together. Radiance Icons, it's time to get sexy and iconic. And you know how else we can do that is by tuning into next week's tea time sesh. Absolutely, absolutely, Radiance Icons. For next week's tea time sesh, we are joined by a very special guest, the co-event partner for Dare to Be Iconic's first empowerment event of 2026, our first in-person event of the year. Oh my goodness, Dare to Move, where we are healing out loud through movement. This event includes a Pilates class and a first ever premiere in person of our masterclass at Dare to Be Iconic, Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future, and so much more. JJ, the owner of the Movement Lab, will be spilling the tea with us on the power of healing out loud through movement and how that allows you to own your sexy. Because again, in April, we're locking in on owning our sexy, and we're doing it together. All right, Radiant Icons, I'll just chat with you next week. Remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.